Thank you and good morning. On Wednesday, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law an assembly bill that will transition the state away from the older No Child Left Behind curriculum to the new Common Core standards that will be fully implemented in the 2014-2015 school year. Students in California will begin new statewide testing in the spring as a dry run for the new curriculum, and Superintendent Gary Eagles said that the new system is getting good reviews from teachers and administrators.
The majority of educators really like the new standards because it's not only a different set of standards, it implies a different way of teaching kids that actually resonates better with where teachers come from. There's a lot of problem solving, a lot of group work, a lot of emphasis on critical thinking and communication and creativity.
Eagles also pointed out that there are hurdles to jump before the new system is fully in place, particularly connecting districts to the state system through the internet.
There are a number of districts in the state of California, and we have a few even here in Humboldt County, that aren't quite up to speed yet with regard to the connectivity that's necessary because these are internet-based. There has been a small amount of investment, about $200 a student, coming out from the state this year to help districts prepare not only with acquiring equipment and materials, but also in training of staff.
Eagles said that it makes more sense to begin testing with the new system in the spring instead of remaining with older standards that will no longer apply. Investigators with the sheriff's office are searching for three people, two adult males and an adult female, who are suspects in a home invasion robbery in Willow Creek early Thursday morning. The 54-year-old victim reported that the three armed suspects kicked in his front door, tied him up, and beat him before stealing his cell phone, his television, wallet, and other items, along with several pounds of processed marijuana. The victim reported that the three were armed with mace and guns and that they left the scene in a Toyota pickup and that he has no idea who they are. It took the victim more than 30 minutes to free himself and call 911, and he was taken to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. In Arcata crime news, Arcata police officers made two arrests in connection with an assault at 100 Westwood Center that occurred at approximately 2:45 in the morning on Sunday. Officers spoke with the victim, who had left a party in the 1500 block of Stromberg Avenue, the same party in which two HSU students were stabbed in a separate incident. As the victim approached Westwood Center, a group of men leaving the same party confronted him, and a fight ensued between the victim and two men. Those two men are Arcata residents 20-year-old Joseph Latu Jr. and 19-year-old Evan Gray. The victim suffered numerous injuries, including a broken right leg, and was transported to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Investigators were able to identify Latu Jr. and Gray as the suspects, and they were arrested and booked into jail on charges of assault with a deadly weapon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Greetings, this is Fred Van Vleck, Superintendent of Eureka City Schools. On behalf of the Eureka High School Athletic Boosters, I would like to personally invite you to the 6th Annual Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony in the Eureka High School Gym on the evening of October 17th at 7. This year's honorees are Coach Bob Bonamini, the Erickson family, including Mike, Doug, Allen, and Jolynn, Daniel Ferris, Bill Prentice, and Jerry Winters. I look forward to seeing you on the 17th as we celebrate these very deserving honorees.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department has received a new emergency response vehicle through the Pentagon's Defense Reutilization Program on Tuesday. The ballistic-resistant vehicle seats 8 people and will be used in critical, life-threatening incidents throughout the county. Sheriff Mike Downey knows that the new vehicle is an invaluable asset and described one example in which it could come in handy.
We look at it as a tool, more of a life-saving tool than anything else. If we have someone downrange, if we have an incident where someone's being shot at or someone, an officer's down that's been hit and we have to go into harm's way, I mean, this is the perfect vehicle to go out, shield people so they can retrieve someone who's been injured.
Downey points out that police departments throughout the country are employing similar types of armored cars.
It is a plus for us. There's Bearcats and those types of armored vehicles all over the United States departments have been using for years. I think this one just kind of conjured up a different view in some people's minds, but it's actually a very useful tool that will serve all the people in Humboldt County.
Although the vehicle cost the federal government over $700,000, the EPD only had to pay for shipping. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.